topic discusses about firing a worker for cause, doesn't do his job properly. We'll see, according to halacha, that's enough of a reason for the grounds for termination of his employment. And this we'll see that it differs than the American mentality of the boss can do whatever he wants. You don't upset the boss because he could always give you the pink slip. But according to halacha, we'll see that the worker is actually afforded much stronger protection. Before we go into the process of halacha about what is considered grounds for firing or what's not, we have to understand what's the chiyuv for me to give someone a job, and what his rights are. It's mavur in the sugi, the whole chesed or runya, his shasla went and he messed up, and the shayla was that he fired him, they had a right to fire him. But underlying in the Gemara, it's a double posture to the Gemara, that you can't just fire him for no reason. It never has happened in the Gemara that you could fire him just because you weren't happy with him. And the Chuvah from the Chuvah Terash, the Mufurish like this, that if you have a worker, and you hire the worker, and you have someone approaches you, who you think will do a better job than your current worker, the Rosh has a double posture, you can't fire him. Even if you have what you want, you feel it's a better opportunity for you, it's not enough of a reason that would be a right for you to fire the worker. And this is based on what we learned, it was about 4 years ago, which we spent time on learning the halacha of Sefiras Poelim. The halacha is, and it's in the Vur and Shin Lamed Gimel, the halacha over there is that if you hire a worker, you become a chuyiv to give him the job, l'mashal. If you tell someone you're hiring him for a construction job, and he starts doing the job, even if he puts in only one nail, and the halacha over there is mefurish, that even if he was only on his way to go ahead and to do the job, you're required to give him the entire job. He's hired to build a house, and he did put in one nail, and then your friend comes to you and tells you, by the way, if you would have used the contract that I used, you did a much better job, and you would have gotten it for $50,000 less. It doesn't make a difference. Once he put in one nail, he'd be a kind of the melacha. The same way someone understands that if I sell someone a house, once the house is sold, I can't renege, I can't go back on the sale of a house. A poil is sort of like a kinyan that a poil has, and when a person, the kinyan by a poil is, once he starts doing the job, or starts heading to do the job, he's kind of the entire malacha, the entire job which we set out to do, and if you're not going to give him the job, you have to pay him anyway. Puts in one nail, and the job was a $500,000 job to build a house, to build a building, you're required to pay him the entire amount, you might deduct a certain amount because he has a benefit, that he doesn't have to actually go ahead and do the labor to do the actual work, but the concept is that when I hire someone to do a job and he starts doing the job, I'm tied to him and he's like, come here the entire job. That's a special, there's a cost of Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim Heim, Avodai, V'loi Avodim La'Avodim, there's a cost of Poyel Yocholasa V'chatsir Yoy. A worker, even though we're going to say, we'll see a little more of Arichas in a minute, that there's a kinyan that a person has the right to get paid for a job, but that is only binding on the employer, the employee himself, and for sure when he's a Shechir Yoy, when he's getting paid by the hourly worker, there's a Gzeres HaKos, it's Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodeihem, which will give him a right to back out. There's a Kavlan, there's a different halach. So the halacha is that his right to back out is only in cases where it's not a dover ha'ovet. If the person will suffer, not only if he paid expenses, if it's a type of a job where if he's not going to complete the job, you're going to suffer a loss, then he's required to actually do the job. In absence of it being a case where you're going to have a monetary loss, then he would have a right to back out of the special clear of the cost of Kli B'nei Yisrael that gives him a right to back out. So we have over here on halacha that if someone hires a worker and the person starts doing the job, I'm a chuyif to pay him for the entire job. There's an interesting truth for Ramosha discusses as to what's the reason why I have to give him the job, and he has three stardom and a tremendous maskamin of the halacha. He claims his first side is about why I have to give him the job. He says it's actually a kinyan that I have in the worker. I tell a worker I want you to go ahead and to build it for me a house. Now I sort of kind of the worker, I have a kinyan, the same way I have to be kind of an eved, it's a kinyan haguf, I own a chelik of his guf, which requires him to go do the job for me. The reason why I have to pay him is because since I bought I could buy sort of a person. I don't own the person in totality. That would be an eved. It can't be an eved, but I own a right in the person that the person has a shibud to me to go ahead and to do the job. And I have to pay him because I sort of bought him, and because I bought the rights in the person, now I have to pay him for that right. That's one side Rav Moshe has why I have to do the job. The other side is that it's not possible that you can make a kinyan on the person's goof. So there's two other stuff. There's either another side that it's chayv, I was mechayv myself to give you the job. I was mechayv, the same way I could be mechayv myself to give you money. I was mechayv myself to give you the work, and it's chayv that it's chal on the employer's on him. It's chal as chayv that he has to give the person the job. And in this study, there's two tzadim. It could be that schus is actually a kinyan, that now the worker has the schus, it's a schaivus, is with a kinyan, or it's not a real kinyan, it's just that I have a schaivus to work for you, and you have a schaivus back. Now, Zer Moshe saying, Nafkamina between these tzadim. Zer Moshe, what happens in the following case? A person, his business is going well, he hires himself one secretary, as the business is growing, he hires himself a second secretary. Now, the economy is in recession, and one, there's not enough work for both secretaries. So who does he fire? So before you come to the shay, you pick which one you think is doing a better job, which one you get along with more, which one is more productive. You pick that one, and you have a pink slip to the other one. Look, Rav Moshe is not true. Look, Rav Moshe, and this is the Moshe that comes to Haskell, so there's no transaction, nothing that happens in Chosha Mishra which doesn't have a set of halachas. Zucker Moshe, based on the lumbus of the three tzadim which you mentioned before, would tell us which worker I have to keep. Zucker Moshe like this. On the tzad, there is a kinyan. That I'm kind of the worker, and I have a kinyan on the person. So what happens? I bought one person, and I bought another person. Now what happened is there was an einus afterwards. An einus came about, that I can't keep both of them anymore. So I don't have to pay both of them, but I really own now two people. And I have a shibud because of that ownership to pay them. So the Zucker Moshe, they're like shutfin in the job. Since I have two workers, I own both of them, and they have equal rights on the job. The middle Zucker Moshe, according to this side, I would have to split it down the middle, give each one half. Every time I have two shutfin, he's totally in a shiloh, in the Gvias Chayiv, where it's not a real shibud, with a shibud metalkal, and again, it's not important to the lump. Zucker Moshe was such a case where I have two people who have a kinyan to, and I owe both of them sort of money, and now I can only pay one of them, halacha is you split it down the middle, and you should give each one of them half the job. However, Zucker Moshe, what happens if it's a schaivus, where the person has a kinyan and that is schaivus, meaning I obligated myself to go ahead and to give you the job. Zucker Moshe, if I obligated you, the first person, that I'm going to give him the job. Can I go then and tell the second person I'm going to give you the job? I can't give it to him. I already gave it to the first person. So what am I giving the second person? I'm giving the second person that after I fulfill my obligation to the first person, anything above that, there I could be machnet to you that I will give you a job, assuming that the first person's needs are fulfilled. So the Moshe, according to this sad, the halacha would be that the first worker that was hired, I would have to continue giving him the job. Okay? He would get the job fully, and the second person his whole right starts after the first person got his job. Moshe says this is not the pasha of the tzad. Again, Moshe comes out with a son in this case that he says he should split a 3/5 of the Torah of Shor. He should give 3/5 of the job to the first one and 2/5 to the second person. That's what Moshe says. Moshe does speak at the end of the tshuva. It's not always practical. It doesn't always work. So Moshe says that they should work it out between themselves. We look at the shutzen, and one should buy out the other one. It's not just a hefkevelt. I pick the one that I want, and the two workers both have rights over here. And in Mela, they should work it out between themselves. One should pay someone for the job, another person will look for a job. But it's not just like I could just go on the side, I'm picking this one or another one. Again, I have a schaivus, I obligate myself to give you a job, and I have to honor that obligation. And depending on the situation, if it doesn't work out, it's fine. He's saying that it won't work out, it's not fulfillment of the obligation, they can't meet their needs when you split the job into two, so fine, they should work it out between themselves, they're like shutfin in the job, and they should work out exactly how it should be done. Moshe says goes as far as to say that even if it's after, even though I have no real obligation to them, it's after the terms of employment, maybe I should do it split like this as well also. But at the point, that's the truth for Moshe, that it's just a way of bringing out the lumbus as to why I'm going to give him the job, how it has a practical nafka min al-halacha.
Only in a circumstance where the two are basically doing the same job.
Correct.
Not necessarily doing really Correct. And it's not. That's why I said the case is the business grew, and now you need the second one. You're right. If it's a type of a job would be that one's doing one thing, one's doing other things, so they're not. All the lumpers won't make a difference. He's hired to this job. If I don't need the other job, I have no need for the other job. If I downsize my company, I'm getting rid of a certain division, and the person is doing that type of a job, I don't want to do that anymore. So in economy, he gets fired, and the person who has a job which I want to keep, then he'll have the job, even according to Rav Moshe. The question of, you're right, where the type of a job is the same type of job, and two people doing the same job, that's where primarily where Rav Moshe is talking about. Because they each have a right to the job now. And when I say they can't fulfill their obligation by one person.
I should have to deal with
this. You could deal with it, but they have rights also. They have rights also. The question is they have a right to this job. You want to go ahead and you fire me. So you can't just, but just to fire one of them, you can't, because you have a schiver to both of them. So now basically it's a chalukas hashutzim. They are the shutzim in the owning of the job. Again, the Rav Bloy and
the
Rav Moshe defines that let's say he goes through a whole sugya of Vias Chayit, which is really what he's telling you. If let's say I borrow money from someone, a milva al peh, not a shtar, a milva al peh, and then I borrow money from a second person, of another milva al peh. It's not posh that I first paid the first one and paid the second one. It could be I'm supposed to split it there. It depends what type of a shibud it is as to whether or not you'd be right. If it's the stam of shibud ba'alma, and I've mishabed myself to five different people to give them just money, as high as the money, it could be that you don't say the first one supersedes. If it's a kinyan, if he owns it, then that might be true. But stam is high as alma. Rav Moshe tells you that if it's a smile, Rav Moshe addresses that issue as to whether or not what happens when I have two chiyuvim simultaneously, which one supersedes the other one. Rav Moshe does discuss that in the shibud. Just to bring out a chiddush and to understand the lumdus and how it retains the practice of halacha. Again, I'm not saying where Moshe says that he has a double pasha. Rav Bloy in Pesachoshen says he names on a double pasha. Rav Moshe says a chiddush. It's not kayim la halacha. He says that about I could pick which one I want. Again, it's not pasha either way. But upon him, I just want to bring out an afkamina and the lumdus of the kinyan that there is so far. But less than on the pole, let's go back to a regular case. If I go ahead and I hire a worker, the halacha is that if he's midterm, in the middle of doing his job, even if I find someone better than him, or I just don't like him, and I want to get a new worker, and there's not enough ground to terminate the relationship, so the halacha over there would be that since we look at it, that is depending on which the lumdus of the different sadim, but the zikha is a schus that the worker has to be able to get that job, and if I'm going to try to terminate the relationship early, I'm going to pay him for the entire duration of the job. Now this is true. We gave an example. We hired someone to do a construction job. There it's defined. The job, he's kind of the job until he builds, he asks him to build a house. He's kind of until he builds the house. Now very often, when they hire someone, let's say, to take an office job, there's no, how do you define what the terms of employment is? Is it any time the job is around? How do you define the terms of employment in such a case? So the first thing is to double posture that if anything is spoken out at the time of the hiring, if I tell someone that I'm hiring you, but you should know this is an at-will contract, which is usually in the state of New Jersey, that's default maybe. We'll get to that in a minute. If you honor the default, then din machlokes din on this. But if it's spoken out at the time when you hire the person that I'm hiring you, but you should just know this is an at-will employment, and anytime I want to fire you, or fire you without cause, which is usually what it says. That's a double posture, it's a double shabbat moment, naikayim. You have a right to make any agreement that you want with the other party, as assuming that you spoke it out at the time when you hired him, before he started doing the job, before he actually started doing the job, you spoke out that the terms of this employment is subject, that I have a right to fire you at any time. That's a double posture, will honor it, lahalacha. Now what happens if you didn't speak it out? Go ahead, hire someone to be a secretary, and he didn't speak out anything. Assume that I have a job, this job is available, she starts working for you. What's the default? What happens in such a case? How long is the person hired for? So this is a merdik machoikas between Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, a tremendous nafkamin of halacha. Rav Moshe names on as a double pashat, but Rav Moshe names on
that halacha is that the terms of the employment is any time that job is available. If you hire a secretary and you need a secretary for the next 20 years, she's sort of zeicha in that 20 years of work. As long as the job is available to be done, and he brings a raya from the Gemara which we learned this week. He brings other raya, so one of the raya is from the Gemara. The Gemara brings that Brunya Shafu, the Shafu, Tafu, Umna. So Gemara says, why couldn't they fire him? There was something spoken out, is it the midterm something? Gemara says, no, it wasn't like that. Because I hired you to be a gardener, I hired you to be the town's sheikhet, or I was hired to be the town's mayor. All these cases, there was nothing spoken out. And since nothing was spoken out, the person is sort of automatically zeicha that any time this job is available and it's possible to be done, I'm zeicha in that job, sort of loyal vote, until I can't do the job, or the job is non-existent anymore. That's the chiddush of what Rav Moshe says. The master is the tshuvos and the divrei makil. And the Chazon Ish, they know Mamun Pasha, that this is not true. The Chazon Ish says it can't be that Min HaStam, you hire the person, understanding it is Loilam Vod. And the Chazon Ish himself doesn't, obviously, to counter Moshe's Raya, but he bavorns, what do you do with our Gemara? The Gemara says, Mikri Darziki Shasla Tafla Umla Kulam, go through our Sugya. So he says that these types of jobs, the minig was that they used to keep them Loilam Vod. When you hired a town gardener, who you hired to that, the minig was that he used to keep him loyal. The minig of Bayamoyal, he says that was the minig. All the cases of the Gemara were unique, that the minig was that when you hired this type of a job, you got to keep the job loyal. But it says in absence of it being a clear minig, that the terms of the employment are loyal, we don't say that those are the terms of employment. So how do you do it? How long is the job? So he says, Chaznish is mitzadik, that maybe you say that it goes by a pay period. You pay a person bi-weekly, you pay a person monthly, so or daily, depending on how you pay him, one pay period would be that's how much I would mishavet myself to go ahead and to give him the job. And the Chaznish is another side, and maybe you say that it's stam Islamid yom. So that's why the Chaznish is a tremendous machloek to the Ramosh and done the job as well. The Chaznish is sort of in this ma'irit and saying that the job is one pay period, or maybe at the most the Chaznish wants to go 30 days. But of course, if there's a minik faket, then you would honor what the minik is. And the Chazan says, "Cholze b'dulekam minik." He says, "Eval ikam minik, chochen acharam minik." Stama avei hapsika k'minik amedina. So the Chazan says, "Very important." V'cheinim yesh dinos amachusa. What happens if there's a dinos amachusa? Do we honor the dinos amachusa in this case or not? And I think in New Jersey, everything is at will. I think you told me that you could fire someone. You want to give him a pink slip the next day, he's out. And that's also that's the dinos amachusa. So do we honor that dinos amachusa? Do we say no? But the stam of a job is even according to the Chazon Ish should be one pay period, and let's say the dinos amachusa is less. Or do we honor such dinos amachusa or not? Zok the Chazon Ish dinos amachusa leishayach the Yisrael the mokem sheina dover legei lomach Chazon Ish, and this is really a machlokes, not the pasuk the Chazon Ish is saying over here. The Chazon Ish shita is that when you have a contract between two Yisraelim. And there is no impact, there's no ramifications of what the terms of this employment is to the melech. There's no reason why they made such a, there's no benefit to the melech, and over here it's even, there's no benefit to the B'nai HaMedina, there's no benefit to anyone. They decided that when asked them agreement, this is the way it should be. Such a dinah al-Nachusa, if they show between two Yisraelim, we will not honor. However, Zakta Chazon Ish, really skipped and I'm going back, there's Tama Samchu Kafi Dinah al-Nachusa. This is an important svara when we went to the Machusa Dina, we mentioned this. That even in cases where we don't honor Dina the Machusa Dina, because for whatever reason those particular laws we're not required to follow halacha, but that becomes the minhag. Since the understanding when someone goes into a job is that there are certain protections afforded he understands that the terms of employment according to the Dina the Machusa is that it's in that will. So if we didn't speak anything out, the stam das of a person is whatever the law is. That's what that's very often. Ramosha has a similar case. Ramosha has a tshuva, which he discusses rent stabilization. We gave shir and we want as to whether or not you're clear to abide by rent stabilization when it's between two Yisraelim. So Ramosha says he doesn't want to go into Dina, the Machusa Dina, not whether or not we would honor it, he wouldn't honor it. But Ramosha says, double poshet, that it becomes the minhag. If the understanding is when a person moves into such an apartment, the Dina, the Machusa, sort of governs it not because Dina Machusa Dina, but because that becomes the minute. So it's as if we spoke out, this is the agreement between us. Dr. Chazon Ish, that if there's going to be a Dina de Machusa Dina, Benegeya employment, the stam das of a person is that he's going to understand that it's subject to whatever the Dina Machusa Dina is.
So dina b'chutz dina is that you can find a person right away, and it could be that even though according to halacha, an absence of dina b'chutz would have been differently, but if that became the minhag, now again, it could depend on each city could have a different dina b'chutz. It could be in Williamsburg, they won't go with it. It's not the minhag. It could be in the Sayyik, it is the minhag. Again, each place, you have to look at each place to see as to whether or not that is actually the minhag, but very often what happens is that the dina b'chutz is what becomes the minhag, and that's what governs the terms of the employment. So according to the Chazon Ish, the whole sugi over here, if the din of the chusa, they can fire a person right away, and if not, you'd be able to fire a person right away, even without any cause. Let's learn the etzem halacha. The halacha is... Gemara brings kasha, Runya shasla, the Ravina. Runya was the gardener of Ravina. And the case was over there is he didn't end up doing his job, and it caused a loss. We'll see, it's a minute, it might be only a minute. Rather, he caused that Ravina didn't have a gain because he didn't do his job, so he fired him. So now, what's the reason why a fire person doesn't do his job right? It's a very important, Ramosha says it in a tshuva. It's a very important yisoy that Ramosha says. So what's the reason why he fired him when he's not doing his job? He says, Vihine poshet, shasilik v'poyol shahiftet. A poyel went and he didn't do his job right and caused me a loss. It's because of the future. The kemoshe snag la'ava yeshlocha shagam la'abo yisnag. When nervous, the person went and he didn't do his job right. So in the future also he might not do his job right. Just because he messed up in the past, and he did it already. What do I gain by firing him? It's not an einish over here. So when I go ahead and I fire a person, it's not because he messed up, so I'm not meshubat him anymore, and I have a right to fire him. It's in the parak and so forth. So Ramosha's yisoid over here is, and Ramosha has an afkamini. His case over there was, a person kept coming late to work. They came, they had a dinner in front of Ramosha. Ramosha was a shalosh. Ramosha said he can't fire him. He said, because I kept coming late to work, and he wasn't filling his job. He says, because the person gave him an excuse. He says, he didn't come because he was in the middle of buying a house. And because he was buying his house, he was very torrid, and he said he wanted to buy it close to the business, so he should be able to come on time. And that's the reason why he was late. Dr. Moshe, and if you understand that the lumbus of why I have a right to fire the worker is not because he did something wrong and I have a right to fire him. It's because he might repeat that behavior again in the future. So if the person gives an amasla, he gives a reason as to why he tells you you have nothing to worry about in the future, and so this behavior will not repeat itself again, because the reason was I was under tremendous pressure because I was buying a house and I was trying to get close to this. Now that I live close by, I always make sure to come on time. The promotion does not grant to fire a person. Because going forward, you could understand that he will be able to do the job, so that's not a reason why he should be able to fire. I think you could make that argument, but if you look at the point is to understand from the mature Ramosha, who gave us the guy stole everything. Ramosha had an excuse. To understand that the starting point is that the person's coming to a job, and you have a shiva to give him the job, and he has a shiva to work for you. You're right. If the person, if you could build up the case, Ramosha says that the guy gave him a masla tzadik. It has to be a good reason. If the guy has a different excuse every day, probably have a different excuse for the next coming days also. But as long as the assumption is that you could believe him and the person learned his lesson and now will understand, and after that throw he's going to, whatever, you assume that he's not going to do it again in the future, so then no, it's not enough ground to terminate his employment. And Echanami, but why were you not a good teacher? I mean, the problem over here was that you didn't take your job seriously. Why did you mess up? You didn't do the job right. You didn't either take the time to prepare, or whatever the reason was why you didn't do your job right. Why should we assume that that's going to change? Here, the guy gives a reason, and it's an amen. It depends on the nature of why. If he gives you a good reason as to why he doesn't think it will happen again in the future, then he might be right. The Moshe says, where is the Moshe? What's his raya to this? He said his raya is when we saw the Rishonim, the Magamishna brought from a raya that the only time I could fire a worker, even if you hold. In the case of him, a lot of firing is when he did it three times or with Asra. He says, what's the Indian of three times? So if your emotion, the Indian of three times is to be master, that he's going to do it again in the future. Meaning that he had to do it in the past 3 times. If he did it 3 times, you can assume it's going to happen again in the future. So the Rosh, even the Tzaddik holds it 1 time. He also says that 1 time is enough to predict the future. But the Kaponim, the over here is that if a person messed up and he kept on messing up, so then the assumption is he'll do it again. If the guy could come out with a reason to why we should believe him, that the same behavior will not get repeated in the future, then it would not be enough of a reason to fire him. So it depends on every situation. You have to down as to whether or not his excuse and his reasoning is enough to keep him or not. No, so the writer says that even in that case, the Ramah paskins that even that's not even a good excuse. Even in cases where it's not a good excuse, you have to be machzik first. You first have to understand that this is indicative of how he's going to act in the future. And until we have a chazaka of gimel pa'amim, we don't know that it's necessarily going to act around the future. It's not even enough of a reason to without a good excuse. Rashi is saying that if he did it 3 times, and now he gives a good enough reason why we should think that it's not going to play itself out again, so that's also not enough of a reason to fight.
Even if it's a head to the initial code there,
correct.
He can't repay me what he took from it.
Correct.
It's gone.
Correct. That's where the Rav said it's halacha. The Rav passed passing like the Rav.
When you was
say
it's
like
halacha. But
it's a chazaka. Huh? The Rav says in that Gemara you need a chazaka.
This is the third time.
That's the Rav wrote down the Magamish and the Rav passed like that. If I give a straw, right? Okay, again, yeah. And if I give this that we say you have to be maxed in 3 times, that's without a straw. If I go over to present me, if I give you a straw, and after I give you that straw, you go ahead and you do it anyway, that we assume that you're going to do it again even in the future.
The second time
is done, correct. That that we're saying that, you need a gimel pa'omim, that's the makom where there's no astra. The makom where there's astra, then it's enough for one time. After that one time. That's it, because it's a fire and without. Yeah. So let's go to the. Oh, I think that would answer the question. So let's go to the Atzim Alasa. Now, the Atzim Alasa is that, let's read the Mechaber. It says, Noiti Ilonus of Neha Medina, Shehifte, Yesh Emrim, Duhu Adin Liyotha. So really, there's a tremendous machloikas. When you say, the Gemara says a halacha. The Gemara says that I have a right to fire a worker. So the cases are, with a Hasro, the cases are, Noiti Ilonus of Neha Medina, or a Tavach of Neha Yer, by make a dam or a cipher, all these cases are, what are these cases? Are these cases where you're working for the tzibur and you're musar ba'imim, like the Gemara brings from Rabbah, or is the cases even where you're not working for the tzibur as well? So the Mechaber seems to pass in over here that this halacha that we say if you fire him is only when he's working for the tzibur. Someone who's working for the tzibur is kemusar ba'imim, and I can fire him right away. Someone who's not working for the tzibur, then would not be protected by that. So this is the machloekas. I'm not the ilonos from there, Medina Shehifrit. The Yesh Oimim, the Huadim Liyotha. This is the machloekas, the Ram and the Raid. So all these cases, Chalk Yerza the Elu, She Efsha Sheer Zero Hefrit, Misalka Moise Beloy Hasra, Shehin Kamusra Vangam. There, if you work for the Tzibur, so here we have a case where you messed up only once, and again, here is where the Raivit comes into play, that without Hasra, you might need 3 times. So the Chabas Pasha is talking about a case where you messed up only once, enough of grounds to fire him. The Ramah over here adds that it has to be, without Hasra, it has to be 3 times that the person repeated the behavior, and then we know that he can do it in the future, so then I have a right to fire him. So the Maisa comes out, the bottom line that comes out over here is, that if I mess up on the job, and say that the Loi Chodah, the person doesn't have the ability to pay me back for the loss which I caused them. So we have Machoikas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah, to whether or not I could fire him without Hasra, with Machom, we did it 3 times. According to the Mechaber, I cannot fire him without Hasra, even if he messed up 3 times, unless the job is a job for the Tzibur. According to Ramah, even if it's a job for Yochel, there will be enough ground to fire him. Well, also, again, it's Machoikas, the Mechaber, and Ramah. Ramosha seems to say that one could say Iker Lalocha is like the Mechaber, not like the Ramah, because he brings up the Goyim, goes like that. So Pasha would be a case of a Moshe Mechaber of the Rai. But what's called Seder Lehada, what's called Seder Lehada? Now most cases are actually, the Gemara's Mavur that if I cause him a loss, with a loss he'd be able to pay back. for example. His job is to build something, and he goes in and he breaks it. Or his job is to shecht, and he's getting paid to shecht. So b'dir, a lot of the time, it will be upset the hada. Why? Because as long as he's going to be required al-pi halacha to pay me for the damage which he caused me, so then, again, going with Ramosha's lumbus. What's the reason why I'm firing him? I'm firing him because he might do it again in the future. But if it's a type of a damage which he does to me, he's going to be responsible to pay for the damage which he does. If he does it in the future, he'll pay me. What's the problem? There's not grounds to terminate terminate his employment because he's going to maybe do damage in the future. Even if he does damage in the future, since the type of damage that we're discussing is that he's going to pay, that he's going to be on the line to pay for, so he'll pay me. So I won't suffer an end loss.
So the point that Beitin would be mechayev him, or is it specific that, let's say he breaks a $1 million machine in the back.
Yeah, it could be that if I assume that he doesn't have the money and I'm nervous and he has the capability to do such a damage which he won't be able to pay, then it could be that's also considered upside the lohada. We'll see. Lamaisa, most cases are actually upside the lohada. Because, let's go, what's shasla? You lose your client. What's shasla? What's the case of shasla? So Pez asks, what's the loss? He's the gardener. What loss did he have? So, okay, Pez asks Akasha, why is the ground to fire him? What's the loss? The loss is, he caused you a loss, he'll pay you for it. Well, why is the ground to fire him? The Pasha, so what Tez's answer is that it's a hefted of Miniyat Rebach. Remember we learned a few weeks ago that if someone doesn't actually cause me damage, doesn't break something, he causes that I can't make a profit. That's a Miniyat Rebach. A Miniyat Rebach is possible. So let's say I have a worker, he's supposed to answer the phone. He doesn't answer the phone a bunch of times. It rang and he's busy on his smartphone or busy doing that, all the things he's not supposed to be doing during the times of employment, and he forgets to answer the phone. So that could be a hapsedes loyhada, because I don't know who would have called. I have no way to go and figure out who called and whether or not I would have made money, or if I wouldn't have made money, it could be a loss. All these types of things, I could have had another deal. Now, if I would have had another deal, and even if I could prove, I could find out afterwards that, oh yeah, this person wanted to order, afidin is not makhliyas to take it out, because it was Miniyat Rebach. He went and ordered, he only prevented me from making a profit. So again, in most cases, actually, today's employment, if I hire someone, again, depending on that, but of course if it's an office job or it's a bigger job, it will usually come down to that it is actually a case of say the loyhada. But again, if even if say the loyhada, it will be subject to the machalikas of Yerim Mechav and Ramos, to at what point you'll be able to find.
But if you warn him before he starts working,